If you've run out of isolated wilderness to explore in Alaska, there's good news. Flights from Anchorage to the remote interior regions of Russia are about to resume. As KSKA's Zachariah Hughes reports, annual passenger service from a Russian air carrier have steadily grown, even as geopolitical tensions rise.
In July, Yakutia Airlines will enter its fourth year of offering weekly passenger flights from Alaska to the Kamchatka Peninsula, or for the more committed traveler, all the way to Yakutsk, further into the interior of the Russian Far East. Mark Dudley directs marketing and logistics for Yakutia in North America and says the biggest chunk of their expanding customer base is sportsmen.
50% of the travelers last year were fly fishermen and hunters.
Families visiting relatives and tourists make up most of the remaining customers. While overall passenger numbers are up, Yakutia has fewer scheduled flights than years past to better fill out planes. Dudley has worked with the tourism group Visit Anchorage to entice more Russians to come to Alaska, but sanctions stemming from international tensions over the crisis in Ukraine have largely foiled those marketing efforts.
The crash of the ruble, you know, losing 40% of its value, has happened just during the same period that we've been building up to over the last few years to really start receiving Russian tourists. So it was just kind of a bad timing, you could say.
That's not the only financial issue. Ticket prices can pack some serious sticker shock. The cheapest fare to Kamchatka costs a little more than $1,000, but is part of a promotional deal with a 16-day minimum stay. Round-trip tickets further on to Yakutsk can surpass $4,000. Dudley says the remote, isolated wilderness that draws adventure seekers also makes it difficult to achieve an economy of scale that would make for cheaper tickets.
Kamchatka is like Alaska was about 50 years ago. It's a region that was always sort of intentionally kept secret and isolated, and it's only in the last decade and a half or so that they've started promoting it.
Though carriers have provided regular service between Alaska and Russia off and on since the 70s, Dudley says the options petered out in the 2000s, and Yakutia is trying to fill that missing link. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.